You know, it's funny, like, when Susan Mansell was giving her testimony about the gardens, the Bible quote that she used was exactly the one that I was using when I was writing, like, yesterday. Mm-hmm. Because of this, you know, when I was growing up, I really liked music. And the kind of music I really liked was called soul music. But it was people really singing from their heart and from their own experience. And when their whole being was in the music, that's the music I wanted to hear. That's what I wanted to listen to. And I started collecting like old blues music, old jazz music. But what I always wanted was when someone was singing something that was true for them, you know, with their story. Because when someone's telling their story, there's a vibration in it that you can tell this is true, this is theirs. And when someone's singing a story that somebody else wrote, it's just pretty words and nice sounds, there's no impact, there's nothing in it, you know? And, you know, in the world today, there's so much information, there's so much talking, there's so many speeches, there's so many quotes. And the hard thing is to find something that really strikes true, you know? And I remember the first time that I heard True Father speak. It wasn't even live. I mean, I was in Oakland, and I'd been in the church for maybe 3 months or 2 months or something. And it was the anniversary of one of the big rallies, and they showed the film of Father speaking. I mean, I'd been studying the principle. I'd heard about Father. But when I heard him speak, it was like every word that he spoke came deep from his own experience. And you could feel it. It wasn't just somebody writing some blah, 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 blah. It was like he had lived it. He had been through it. He was speaking directly from what he had been through. And that's this, it's called authenticity. And you know, that quote from the Bible was like when Jesus was little and he, you know, they went to the festival and his parents, like, you know, they didn't keep track of him. So they were actually on their way home and they realized, well, God, didn't you have him? No, no. He's back at the temple, but they were listening to him because he spoke as one who had authority. Mm-hmm. Not like people that just had read the books and studied the ideas. But he had the authority. In other words, this was his story. He knew what he was talking about. And the thing is that, it's like, when we speak our own stories, we have that, our voices have that ring of authenticity. And people recognize that. You know, when you're speaking your own story, people can feel it, and they're gripped by it. And we can, you know, we can talk about the general things. There's always going to be, oh, you know, there's true parents, there's God's love, we're one world family, all of that stuff. But we really need to hear the authenticity of people speaking their own stories. Because I went in the dictionary and I looked up two words that I've always had a hard time with. Witnessing and testimony. Those words are always like, kind of bug me. What the meaning of those words is, I mean, you hear them in two places. You hear them in church, mm-hmm. and you hear them in court. Mm-hmm. And they mean the same thing. When you're witnessing, you are saying, this is what I saw. This is what happened. This is what I did. This is what they said. This is what I saw. I'm telling you that this is true. And a testimony is proof that something is true. You're giving mm-hmm. evidence, you're giving proof. Mm-hmm. And proof is, this is what happened to me. This is what I saw. I mean, the book will talk about all these cosmic things, but this is what I saw. And I'm standing here telling you what happened to me. So it's not some cute idea. It's not just some, you know, whoa. This is what happened to me. And those things, that's what it's really about. Because, you know, when we go to witness, I mean, who do we meet? We meet people like us. We meet people who've been in the same situations. And what do they want to know? How did you do it? What happened to you? What was your experience? You know, what did you do when this happened? What did you do when that happened? And this is people really hungry to learn this stuff. So I think one of the things, you know, we always, you know, in our movement, we know that, like, there's this huge cosmic truth. But it's also a very, very personal truth. Exactly. And it's the very, very personal part that we carry in us. And this is the part that we are giving out when we tell our story. And you may think, what's my story? Like, I didn't do so much, it's something cosmic. But the fact is, your story has that ring of authenticity, it has you behind it, and it's personal. It's a personal experience of God. It's a personal experience of this these people that we're talking about all the time. And through your story, other people can get life. They can understand that. They may not understand all these big concepts we talk about, but those exact things they will get. So,
and it is a form of witnessing too. Sharing testimonies is a form of witnessing.
It absolutely is. Mm-hmm. And people always want.